You are listening to Get Real Podcast.
Well, here at the Get Real Podcast, you never know what you're going to get. And because we are approaching one of my favorite times of the year, Christmas, we are going to go Christmas shopping. And we're going to do it with a very good friend of the Get Real Podcast. That is Miss Ashley Warhol. Ashley, welcome back to the Get Real Podcast.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me again.
Before we go shopping, I do have to ask you this question. Do you put your Christmas tree up before Thanksgiving or after Thanksgiving? And there's no right or wrong answer to this. I'm just curious.
Totally before.
I take it you like Christmas like I do.
Oh, absolutely. It kind of actually never even gets taken down. There was one year that I didn't take my Christmas tree down until June, and that's a true story.
That is awesome. And everybody can see I've got my Mac the Metal Dog Christmas mug. I am getting in the holiday spirit here. And Ashley is a very talented young lady. Not only is she a gifted musician, not only is she an artist, and not only is she an author, and she's been a model too, but she is also the CEO of her own company called Testament Designs. Ashley, can you tell us what Testament Designs is and how it got started?
Absolutely. So the symbolism with Testament Designs is actually what is your testimony. And I knew when I created this business, I wanted to kind of be a way that I could connect with others. So outside of music, you know, I'm an artist, so I paint. So I actually started the business with just my paintings. And if you see some of my like previous shows when I first started out, oh my God, my setup was horrible. I'm kind of surprised people actually bought for me. Maybe they did it out of just feeling sorry for me, but that's totally fine. And so I started with paintings, and then I branched out to crystals, to jewelry, and then I got into nature pieces, which is what I thoroughly enjoy loving to do is nature. Nature is kind of my zen calming zone. So I create a lot of like terrarium bottles, and then I have soaps, I have candles, and everything is organic. And it's kind of a funny story with my soap. A lot of people actually did not even want to use it at first because they loved the smell. So they would keep it in their bathroom. And I was like, I can make you a candle. Like, it's okay. You can use your soap. That's why you purchased it. So now I have my own candle line, which I just got amazing new scents for Christmas. I have a cinnamon chai, which is really fragrant. I have Christmas tree. I have a lot of just really fun scents that makes you think of the holidays, and a lot of zen scents too, because we all need that right now. And so this company basically is just a way for me to branch out and to be able to speak about why I am who I am and why I make the pieces that I make. So it's just all about connection.
That is so cool that you do all of this stuff. You are just so gifted in art, and that you're able to share it through your store that you have. And you take your store wherever you go. You take it to different shows. And for our listeners and our viewers, she will be here with Testament Designs in Charleston, South Carolina at Get Revelation Rock Fest 2021 at the Hanahan Amphitheater on May 15th. So Ashley is not just bringing the entire band, she is also bringing the entire store with her too. And we're really looking forward to that.
Me too.
It's going to be a good time. And for those that cannot make it to Rockfest right now or need to buy something for Christmas, let's talk about what you have here and how we can get it. How can our viewers and our listeners order items from Testament Designs even right now?
Sure. So if you just Google Testament Designs, the website will pop up. I have a Shopify account. And so if you do testament-designs.myshopify.com, then you can see the actual website. And I have everything categorized. So I have a Warhol section, I have an apparel section, I have paintings, crystals, sacred nature. So everything you can think of, it's already there kind of categorized for you. And speaking of apparel, that's something that I actually have just started to add. I've always wanted to have actually other artists that I can also help bring business to in my store, something I've wanted to do for a very long time. And I'm starting to branch out, and I've selected a few artists where I get, you know, wholesale, and I just make a little bit over the top, but it's that way to branch their creativity out there and help them earn some income as well. So there's a lot of new pieces that I'll be getting this coming week and the following weeks, especially for Christmas.
Everything that you have that is Testament Designs is something that you've created, except for the artist that you're now just bringing into it.
Right.
And you create the soap. And I wanted to ask a question about that. Can you burn soap as a candle? Can you do that?
Mm-mm.
No. Okay.
Don't do that.
I won't do that. Just figured I'd ask. But you have jewelry, and you have your Sacred Nature line. You have the candles. And those are some things that I want to talk about. But before we do that, just a few days ago, you were in San Antonio, Texas. You had everything set up, and we've got some video of what you have there. And can you show us and tell us what you have? And for our listeners that are listening just to the audio only, this is a good time to switch over to our YouTube channel, because we're looking at the video of this, and you have to see what she has. And you can find us on YouTube at Lithos Cry. Ashley, what are we taking a look at here in this video?
A lot of things. I have such a wide variety, and, you know, I love to talk to individuals. And so at first, whenever someone comes up to my booth, you know, I have certain things that I say, one being everything that is nature-based is preserved. So it'll always remain the way it looks. And I always joke with people saying that it's the best kind of plant because it's no maintenance. It won't die on you, and you don't have to water it, which is awesome, because I am the worst at keeping plants alive. So that's the number one thing I typically say. But as you see in the video, you'll see jewelry, which I create kind of lockets, basically that has dried florals or maybe a butterfly wing, something from nature that's inside of it that'll always remain the way that it looks. You'll see earrings, you'll see my candles, you'll see my terrariums that are kind of in all of this like little bookshelf. You'll see the CDs on the table. You'll see a whole bunch of crystals, which I absolutely love talking to people about and educating them of the natural healing properties that you can have. They're not just fancy looking, beautiful pieces. And then I've even started doing a healing collection set. So based off of different categories, such as like stress and anxiety or protection or grounding and balance, which is a cute little box that you can't see it opened, I don't think, but you can see kind of the labels on the black boxes. When you open it, there is a card that has basically the definition or symbolism of each crystal that is within that box. And it states what those healing properties are. And it has this kind of like how to use your kit. And then on the back of it actually has a prayer for the individual that I wrote who's receiving it. So I'm starting to kind of branch out and think of different Christmas or stocking ideas. And then of course you'll finish with, you know, shadow boxes and paintings, and then my apparel that I just recently started.
One of the things that I find fascinating about the jewelry that you have is that each one of those pieces has a particular name assigned to it. Do you come up with the name as you're creating it and you see what's being formed, or do you have a vision in your mind that matches the name, or does the name come after you make the piece of jewelry?
Some is kind of half and half. So I do prayer necklaces as well. So I'll write the prayer out, and then it comes with like a little bottle necklace that has most of the time florals in it. And so I have different categories such as like courage or self-love, specific things, and I'll line all of the little bottles out and like whichever, I'll hold a card and then I'll see which one kind of I'm drawn to for each one. And so I do things that way. I have some pieces that as I start making it, I notice that there are certain colors that I'm drawn to or specific flowers. So that'll help me create the name. And then of course with different crystal necklaces based off of their properties will kind of help me as well. So I have one gorgeous black crystal piece that I named Warrior, and which has a little story with that too. So it's kind of like music. It's a mixture of everything.
And your paintings, it's not a surprise that you have a lot of paintings there because you are related to Andy Warhol. Yes. Can you tell us a little bit about the process of how you create your paintings?
Absolutely. So I basically am an abstract acrylic artist, and I do some, I guess you would say, techniques with water and spray paint, which in art school, they would probably teach you not to do that, but I do it anyways, and I love it. And I like to use dark colors, but I always use lights to kind of represent the light that's within the darkness. So you'll see that in a lot of my pieces, both in my abstract art pieces and in my shadow box. And then I branched out into doing huge canvases with nature on them. So you have dried moss and dried florals, just to kind of bring that element and energy of love and calmness. So there's a wide variety of how I paint. Most of the time I'm listening to instrumentals or something very calming and relaxing to kind of ease the brush strokes, but it's such a fun process, and I always love seeing which piece ends up with who it does. And sometimes I'll have pieces for a year, and then I meet the individual that was meant for that person. I'm like, I've been waiting on you. It's so nice to finally meet you. I made this for you, you know. And that's kind of that moment when it's kind of like, this is why I did this piece, especially when you find out why they were drawn to it or why it was meant for them.
We actually had that happen, both you and I, several months ago when you sent a CD, an autographed CD, over to the studio. Right. And you said, give this to somebody. And I gave it to one of our listeners and I mailed it to them. They sent the address. They followed us on Instagram and on Facebook. And I sent it to our listener, and that listener showed up at the Extreme Tour that we had here in Charleston back in September. And I had no idea how much that CD meant to her when she got it. And I reached out to you right away, Ashley. I was like, I can't believe this. You sent this.
So amazing.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's about giving. And that's one of the things that I really appreciate about the way that you do music, the way that you do art. It's, you're giving yourself. It's a sacrifice. It's not, hey, look at me, I'm awesome. But you're really giving of yourself when you do it. Something I wanted to ask you about is the art of scent. And what I mean by that is you have your wax melts and you have your candles and you have your soaps. When people think of art, they always usually think about the painted media. They think about music. They think about maybe the visual arts, but candles and soap, because candles and soap are kind of those things that we just take for granted a little bit. Can you talk to us about the art of scent?
Absolutely. So there is so much in the human body that can relate to smells. For example, stress. That's something that I, and I'm sure everyone in life goes through, plus anxiety. There are smells such as lavender. You have the Palo Santo stick that you burn like incense. You have, a lot of kind of fruity smells are things that can energize the body. Obviously, eucalyptus is another one, as well as rosemary, that those scents actually kind of help more towards like mental exhaustion. They're more uplifting. So I've done a lot of research just using myself plus scientific research to find out what blends of scents actually can help heal the human body. And I do some of those in some of my kits. I have a Just Breathe kit that I just started kind of for Christmas, and it has lavender bath salts in it. It has a candle called Just Breathe, which makes you feel like you're sitting at the spa, you know, something that just really relaxes the body. So it's interesting, you know, we are given five senses, and a lot of times, like you said, you know, smell is one that people just kind of don't realize, but there are so many fragrances that can help heal. And peppermint is one that's really good for headaches. So I've kind of incorporated that within some of mine.
So then the next time I get a migraine, I'm just going to start sucking down on some candy canes.
It actually does help. And it's good for the stomach too.
There you go. Well, I did a deep dive this morning into where can we find these things in scripture? Because I know there's a lot of people that get all worked up over, scents and crystals and everything like that. But it's all in scripture. One of the things that I've appreciated about our relationship, Ashley, is the challenge that you've given to me in my faith, coming from an independent Baptist background where you just think a certain way. And I was like, crystals, I don't know about that. And then God spoke to me very clearly. I remember this. He's like, remember the pool at Siloam where the angels stirred the water and people got in? So there are natural things in nature that are used to heal.
To heal.
Yeah. And everything resonates. And we had a conversation about it the other day about how, you know, some people that are believers, they get all worked up over crystals because they resonate and they give off a frequency. Well, potatoes do the same thing too. So
I remember that. Yeah, we had that conversation. I personally actually struggled a lot because I am Christian, and I was thinking, you know, is this something that is going to make me not have my faith anymore? You know, will I be judged by this? And I kind of had that same moment, similar that you did, is God created the earth and crystals were actually created by God. And, you know, even if you look in olden times and how a lot of people healed through herbs, or, you know, we drink tea on a daily basis that has certain things, or we put like rosemary in our food, and we're benefiting from those natural things from earth, plants, you know. And that's why I really respect vegans, because they really hone in on the nutrients that were given to us basically from the land. And that's kind of how I've started to appreciate all of the natural elements and kind of look at my life and see where can I change and do more natural things. And for me with anxiety, and the one thing that actually made me truly believe in crystals, is with my anxiety, I went to the doctor and she wanted to first thing put me on drugs. Well, drugs are man-made, and a lot of the side effects were worse than the anxiety that I was feeling. And so I did my research and I found the one crystal that truly helps with anxiety, which is black tourmaline. And so that's what made me branch out. And the way that crystals and natural healings work is, if you imagine like in the palm of your hand. So, you know, when you shake people's hands, sometimes you can feel bad energy.
Yes.
That's true, because in the palm of your hand is basically almost like a portal. So that's where we absorb. And with crystals, every crystal has its own natural wavelength or frequency that kind of does certain things for the body. And you are absorbing the energy from that crystal into your body. And with black tourmaline, it's the opposite. It actually takes out. And so with stress, with nervousness, with the anxiety, it's taking that out. And I held the crystal first time when I ever believed in it, and it worked. And so I carry it with me every show that I do, because I can feel people's energy left and right, and it's super draining. And so I've branched out, and that's kind of the reason why I started having crystals at my booth. And of course I get the looks, you know, there's occasional people that'll walk past and they kind of do a double take, because you know they're curious, but they're afraid that they're curious. And so I just smile, you know, and I wave and I say hi. And if someone wants to ask me a question, I am so open about it. And, you know, there's a lot of conversations that I have, you know, and I'm open and tell them about my Christianity and that, you know, this is why I believe in this. And, you know, after that conversation, then it kind of opens a door where they realize, okay, well, there's probably some things that I do at home that maybe it makes them rethink and say, okay, well, that's kind of like that, you know? So it's a lovely conversation topic.
Definitely. And since it is Christmas, I do have to mention the aspects of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Because if testament designs existed in ancient days, I'm sure that the ancient wise men would have stopped by testament designs to pick up their gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And this is what I was looking at this morning. And in the Old Testament, Ashley, with what you do with scents, you would have been referred to as what they called a perfumer. It's spoken of in the book of Exodus. And God is very much into perfumes, aromas, and natural healing items. And that's what frankincense and myrrh were. Myrrh was used, of course, by Moses to anoint the priests in the Old Testament, but it was also an antiseptic and an antibacterial, and it killed germs, and they used it for healing. They did not have Pfizer pharmaceuticals back, you know, 2,000-3,000 years ago. It just didn't exist. Big pharma did not exist back then. Now, frankincense blew my mind because it's got the word incense in it and it's known for its scent. And when I was growing up, I grew up in a very high Episcopal church. It was almost Catholic. And at the high holidays, like Christmas, they'd bring out the incense and it would fill the entire church. It was a very Gothic looking church. Boy, now I see where I get all this from, my childhood.
I would love it there.
You would. The only problem was, is when the incense wasn't swinging, it smelled like sweet mold, and I had a mold allergy.
Ooh.
So,
oh,
yeah,
no.
But you would have loved it. You would have loved it. But frankincense also has healing properties. And I did not know this, but it used to be used centuries ago to help reduce the symptoms of asthma. That's what it was used for. And then when you take a look at Solomon's temple that he built unto the Lord, inside the temple, they burnt frankincense, they burnt the incense And that was to represent the prayers of God's people rising to God as a sweet aroma. But the other thing, the reason why they burned it is that the frankincense clears the mind so that you get all the external out. And this is what happened in the ancient Jewish temple. So this is all biblical. It's all scriptural. Now, there are people that will go crazy with this stuff sometimes, and they'll worship the frankincense and they'll worship the crystals. These are all tools that God gave us. And when you take a look at the perfumers in the Old Testament, there was a special perfume that he asked for to be made just for him as a sweet aroma that nobody was to wear as a perfume. It was his aroma that he wanted burnt to him. Nobody else was to touch it. So all of this that Ashley is talking about is in scripture. It's there. And just go back and remember the pool at Siloam, the water that the angels stirred. And God is our provider. He provides us with everything. And probably, Ashley, to me, the simplest, most natural medicine that exists that you can buy at CVS is aspirin, because it's made from tree bark. It's made from tree bark. So all of this, and even the frankincense was used to help reduce stomach ailments. It's absolutely amazing how that was back in the old times. And we've gotten so far away from that. And God, I think, is really kind of bringing us all back to the roots of everything and understanding. Jesus is more wonderful and more mysterious than we could ever imagine. Everything is right there in the scripture. So if I'm a guy and I want to buy my wife or a girlfriend or a girlfriend, one of the many that some of our listeners may have. That gets expensive if you do that. But if they wanted to buy them a Christmas present, what would you recommend a guy getting his wife or his girlfriend for Christmas?
If they are wanting it to be very meaningful, I would suggest doing a necklace, you know, a locket, because I do a lot of custom pieces. So if you have something that is very meaningful for you, so maybe your wedding flowers or something from your anniversary, it doesn't even have to be nature-based. I can always take those from you. You know, you can mail them to me and then I can create a necklace out of that. So it's very personalized. Or if there is just something that you would just like me to do based off of favorite colors or anything in that kind of specific genre, then I can do that as well. But typically, I would always say a necklace is kind of the go-to, or something that is just for relaxation. So that's one reason why I did my Just Breathe collection set, is because we have such a go, 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 go mentality, and our body sometimes cries out for help because we need to take time for ourselves. And I kind of created that kit for those individuals where you can just have a moment to yourself, you take a bath, and I even give like a guided meditation bath so you can really feel cleansed and stress be gone. And then, of course, a glass of wine helps too.
It does.
Or a margarita, whatever your preference is.
Either. So, how about if I am a lady and I want to buy my husband or my boyfriend something from Testament Designs? What would you recommend there?
Most of the time in that specific category, I will have women that will have me do a shadow box. Obviously, it looks totally manly, so don't worry. So that's kind of my go-to for that. But they most of the time do give me ideas as far as what their favorite things are. So I've even done things with like car parts. I even did a car painting. And obviously, soap is something that is unisex. You know, we all have to bathe. So I do have some scents that are a little, please bathe. I do have some scents that are a little, you know, both a woman and a man can use it, but you can tell it might be a little bit more manly, but that's okay. So there's several options. Obviously, the clothing I have now is a little bit more woman-based, but I promise I'll get some manly things.
Yeah, and you just added the apparel line. Can you explain a little bit more about that for us?
Absolutely. So I love, even though I'm in Texas and it's always hot and like never cold for some reason, I like am drawn to like sweaters and shawls. Maybe I'm just magically hoping one day it'll snow here and just stay. But I have a whole bunch of like bralettes that are super cute for women that like to wear under dresses. I just got some dresses that are coming in that are kind of one size fits all. So they're more like asymmetric, you know, so they're wide range of one shoulder pieces. And I have a ton of shawls that are one size fits all. And I have this cute poncho that is for a kid. It is the most adorable thing ever. If I had a child, I would totally have him wear it all the time. It's black and white, and it kind of has like an Indian theme to it. So if you look, or once you see in the video, you'll see like the color choices that I have and how everything kind of blends together. But you can totally tell those are the clothing that I would wear myself. So I guess I kind of bought them as if I would wear them and just thought that people like me would like them.
So people, spend all of your hard-earned money this Christmas on Ashley Warhol at Testament Designs. Ashley, again, how can they spend that hard-earned money and get that good art?
If they just do testament-designs.myshopify.com, or like I said, just Google Testament Designs and it'll take you right there.
And before we close, I'd like to talk about the scripture verse that you've chosen to associate with Testament Designs. And it's a scripture verse that's very powerful. And I think a lot of people have forgotten this as believers. Many who claim to be believers have forgotten these things. And it's in 1 Peter 4:8. And I find it very interesting that Peter said this, the apostle, because he was one of the rough and tough. He was probably the roughest, toughest, rootinest, tootinest apostle there was. Always getting in trouble, always headstrong. Trying to get a couple steps ahead of God himself and ahead of the Lord. But this is what it says in 1 Peter 4:8, and this is the verse that you have associated with Testament Designs. It says, "Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love." Why did you choose that verse to associate it with Testament Designs?
For multiple reasons. One of the main ones is because everything I do or everything that I create is out of love. And it is so important for anyone who has one of my pieces can feel that. Secondly, because when I first started, even in music and in this business, you know, I was money hungry. I was doing it for the dollar. And then I had this mindset of that's not right. You know, it's instead of thinking of it as the dollar, think of it as everything that I'm creating is going to help someone. And so when I started thinking it in that manner, I knew whatever abundance was supposed to happen that weekend was supposed to happen. You know, I'm grateful if it was $5, if it was $1,000. I'm supposed to meet the people that I'm supposed to meet, and I'm supposed to help heal and them heal me in reverse, who I'm ever supposed to heal and them heal me. And so I chose that verse because it's so important to remain humble, to remain not greedy, to not have an ego. And I have that for my company, and I have that as a reminder to myself. You know, anyone who comes up to my store will spend hours talking. You know, I had a lovely couple that I had this weekend. I think we literally talked for an hour and a half. And as we were talking, it wasn't about the sale. It was about learning about their family, about trying to converse the knowledge that we have. And I mean, they ended up buying a lot, but the one thing that her husband even told my dad, because he helped me that day, he said, you know, you must be really proud of your daughter. She's amazing at this. You know, she's not pushy. We feel very comfortable. You know, it's, he could tell it wasn't about a sale, which for someone to pick up on that, you know, means a lot to me, because that's not why I'm doing it. You know, I want to truly help people, whether it's in my art, whether it's music, or whether it's with a candle. Just we're supposed to do everything out of love. So that's how I've changed my mentality.
And that is what I believe scripture says, being that sweet smelling aroma of Christ in a perishing, dark, decaying, putrid. Am I using enough adjectives to describe the world right now, Ashley?
I think you're golden on that one.
Okay. But God wants us to be that sweet smelling aroma. And that's what I sense every time that I talk with Ashley, fellowship with Ashley, every time that we've done something for the Get Real podcast. If you haven't listened, we did an interview with her back in, what was that, March, April
April. Yeah, it was me and Dad. Yes, yeah. It was about Amazing Grace. Yep.
It was. It was. Go back and take a listen to that interview. Unfortunately, we did not have video at that time. Now we do. And for those of you that are listening to this on our audio streams, please go to YouTube. Check out at Lithos Cry, LithosCry. That is our YouTube channel, and you'll be able to see the things that we are actually talking about. Ashley, to you and your dad, Larry, Merry Christmas. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Merry Christmas.
And everything.
Absolutely.
Everything at Testament Designs is Mac the Metal Dog approved, so you can buy it in confidence. And for those of you that have any questions about anything that we might have talked about, please reach out to us at lithoscry, LithosCry at gmail.com, or check out our website at lithoscry.com. Until next time, Merry Christmas. Get out of that turkey
Merry
coma.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas and peace out and rock on, people.
Lithoscry.com.